From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Uzbek leader Islam Karimov has died. The Uzbekistan government and parliament announced his death in a joint statement on Friday. The 78-year-old Karimov will be buried September 3rd in his hometown of Samarkand. James Nixey is the head of the Russia and Eurasia program at Chatham House. He says that Karimov's death sets off a struggle for power.
If there is no arranged succession system, then there is in the background, it follows, a great deal of squabbling, infighting, and that makes it sound somewhat childlike. What I really mean is that there is a fight for power.
Karimov has been an authoritarian ruler of the Central Asian nation for more than a quarter of a century. He suppressed the opposition and did not designate a successor. The rights group Amnesty International said in a statement Friday that with his death, Uzbekistan's repressive regime is not likely to change. Protesters in Gabon's capital city carried out widespread looting on Friday, continuing the unrest that followed Wednesday's announcement that incumbent President Ali Bongo had narrowly defeated his closest challenger in a nationwide vote. VOA reporter Idriss Fall in Libreville said the unrest began in the neighborhood of Charbonnage and spread outward. He said that most of the protesters were young men in their 20s. The unrest began Wednesday following official results that showed Bongo with 49.8% of the vote, while his challenger Jean Ping had 48.2%. Mr. Ping has claimed election fraud. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News.